One of the plaintiffs is Walter Bubby Brister, who played quarterback for five different NFL teams between 1986 and 2000. On Friday, I spoke with him, and he said Thursday's news seemed good.
Well, I was happy, probably like most of the rest of the guys. First and foremost, the guys that played way before us and the guys that need care right now. I know I'm slipping a little bit. But the main thing is right now for the guys who need it ASAP, and I was excited to hear that for them because there's a lot of guys out there that are hurting that need help right now.
Does it bother you that the agreement contains language that essentially absolves the National Football League from blame for harm the players have suffered?
No, you're going to have to give and take when you do stuff like that and you go through arbitration, so... For you to get everything and them to admit everything, I think would be far-fetched. You know, the way it came out, I think both sides are probably happy about it, and that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be all or nothing, and you can move forward and then start helping people instead of keeping on dragging it through the court system, and I sort of agree with what happened.
I agree with you 100% that it's important to get the process underway as quickly as possible, and court delays would be awful. But have you any concern that the money won't be adequate given that the NFL is a $9 to $10 billion a year industry?
Well, the way I read a little bit yesterday, and I'm actually on the road, I've been traveling a lot, is they're going to make some considerations and they're going to put money where it could grow, and you really can't tell about the future. So, what we have in place for now is better than what we had. At least we have something in place.
Do you know how many concussions you had as a player?
You know, I tell people it was probably 20-plus, and you start looking back, playing 15 years and preseason games and the way the artificial turf was back then. I mean, you might get a couple concussions a game. Now, they might not be where you're knocked out all the way, but if you're seeing stars and people say, oh, it's nothing, you got dinged, those are concussions. And the way the turf was back then, you got more when your head hit the ground than somebody else's head hitting you. And 20, that's one a year on the average. That's nothing. So it was probably way more than that. And some of them were really bad, and some of them were where you just had a bad headache and you saw stars and you kept playing. But that was the nature of the beast back then. We really didn't know what we know now. I know of several hits that I took that I probably shouldn't have played again or even practiced the next week. They didn't really document a lot of them back then.
Do you have a sense that early Alzheimer's or dementia is something that you are going to experience when you say you're slipping? Is that what you have in mind?
I hope not, but, my dad has it right now, and he played junior high, high school, college football, and so I don't know that that's 100% the reason why, but I had way more concussions than him and played way longer. But what I did an insurance test the other day, and they asked me 10 words, and then they asked me a question in between, and then they asked me to repeat those 10 words, and I got 5. I had never had the test before I had, brain injuries or concussions, but, I did it with my children, and they got 8 and 9. That's what I mean by slipping. I've been forgetting stuff, my short-term memory is slipping. But I'm sure that people that played 15 years and got a lot of concussions are pretty much in the same boat.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't. I signed up for it. I love the game. It helped change my life. We have a better life now, and, my kids have a better life. I wish I would have known some things, and I wish they would have shared it or known some things that maybe wouldn't have been so severe that might cause me to have early Alzheimer's or dementia and things like that. But you know what? That's the way it was in the 80s and the early 90s, and I signed up for it, and no, I do not have any regrets.
Former NFL quarterback Bubby Brister played for five teams between 1986 and 2000. He is one of the more than 4,500 retired players included in a proposed $765 million agreement with the league to settle lawsuits about concussions. Bubby Brister, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Did the retired players get what they should have from the NFL, or did the league get off easy? Let us know what you think by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.